poor grandma. For in one bound, the wolf leapt across the room and in a single mouthful swallowed the old lady. Soon after, little Red Riding Hood tapped on the door. "Grandma, can I come in?" she called. Now the wolf had put on the old lady's shawl and cap and slipped into the bed. Trying to imitate Grandma's quivery little voice, he replied,
"Open the latch and come in."
"What a deep voice you have," said the little girl in surprise.
"The better to greet you with," said the wolf.
"Goodness, what big eyes you have."
"The better to see you with."
"And what big hands you have," exclaimed Little Red Riding Hood, stepping over to the bed.
"The better to hack you with," said the wolf.
"What a big mouth you have," the little girl murmured in a weak voice. "The better to eat you with," growled the wolf, and jumping out of bed, he swallowed her up too. Then, with a fat, full tummy, he fell fast asleep. In the meantime, a hunter had emerged from the wood, and on noticing the cottage, he decided to stop and ask for a drink. He had spent a lot of time trying to catch a large wolf that had been terrorizing the neighborhood, but unfortunately had lost its tracks. The hunter could hear a strange whistling sound. It seemed to be coming from inside the cottage. He peered through the window and saw the large wolf himself with a fat, full tummy snoring away in Grandma's bed. "The wolf! He won't get away this time!" Without making a sound, the hunter carefully loaded his gun and gently opened the window. He pointed the barrel straight at the wolf's head and bang! The wolf was dead. "Got you at last!" shouted the hunter in glee. "You'll never frighten anyone again." He cut open the wolf's stomach and to his amazement, out popped Grandma and Little Red Riding Hood, safe and unharmed.
"You arrived just in time," murmured the old lady,
quite overcome by all the excitement. "It's safe to go home now," the hunter told Little Red Riding Hood. "The big bad wolf is dead and gone, and there is no danger on the path." Still scared, the little girl hugged her grandma.
"Oh, what a dreadful fright!"
Much later, as dusk was falling, Little Red Riding Hood's mother arrived, all out of breath, worried because her little girl had not come home. And when she saw Little Red Riding Hood, safe and sound, she burst into tears of joy. After thanking the hunter again, Little Red Riding Hood and her mother set off towards the wood. As they walked quickly through the trees, the little girl told her mother,
"We must always keep to the path and never stop. That way, we come to no harm."